As a rule, innovations or changes in language occur slowly. Usually they become acceptable in speech before they're acceptable in writing. Almost always they must be adopted by politically, socially and culturally influential speakers and writers before they become preferred usages. For us, changes in vocabulary may be the easiest to observe. As events and inventions change our world, we develop new words, smog, Watergate, television, cloning, to talk about them. Conversely, some words diminish in importance as we no longer need them. Focussel, for example, still occurs in written form, but people rarely pronounce it in two syllables, as an old sailor would. Nor would we now understand, as Winfried Lehmann has pointed out, the technical terms once used in astrology. Change has affected and continues to affect every level of the language. Attempts to alter or slow down language change have never been successful. The speakers of a language will express themselves despite the efforts of others to regulate their communication. As the authors of Students' Rights to Their Own Language have observed, past change is considered normal, but current change is viewed by some as degradation. From Chaucer to Shakespeare to Faulkner, the language assuredly changed, and yet no one speaks for the primitive language of Chaucer or the impoverished language of Shakespeare. Language change is neither good nor bad, it simply is. English speakers will make such innovations as seem necessary to communicating what they want others to understand.